This is Daniel.
And this is Melissa.
Welcome to the Internal BFP podcast.
We're currently in Orlando traffic. So if you hear me start cursing, that's why. It's not you guys. It's because no one knows how to merge.
Yes, so we're actually on a date night tonight. And this is what we do on date nights.
This is what I'm forced to do on date nights.
We do podcasts. We're late this week. It's been a busy week. I've had a lot of meetings, a lot of from the PCA, a lot of free consults. So I've been pretty backed up, and so we're knocking this one out on the road to go see Tom Segura, who is a comedian. This is like our first date night in at least a year.
I don't even know. And then it wouldn't have even happened if, like, several months ago, we saw that Tom Segura, and we're like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Like, let's do that. Like, that sounds like this wouldn't have been like, if we saw this last week, we'd be like, nah, I don't feel like doing it. But like, we bought tickets 3 months ago, so now we're like locked in, you know. Like, I would try to get out of it personally because I'm an introvert, but we had this grand idea of going and doing something, so now we're gonna do it.
Yeah, and most of what, well, pretty much everything what we do is usually just with the kids. And so we don't really get, and plus Ty with his medical situation, it's hard to get, you know, someone to watch all the kids, given the special needs that Ty has. I don't know if that's the right phrase to use.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that. Somebody did refer to me as a special needs mom. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. That's not like a dig at special needs parents. I'm hoping that's like not the road we're going down, you know? So like, I'm just like, he has
special needs.
He has medical needs right now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
just like offend all special needs people and parents while we're on this podcast. But
yeah, so that's what we're doing right now. We had a good weekend too. I guess it was kind of my birthday weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
So
such a big boy.
We did we did a special dinner. We went to the Medieval Times, which is like a dinner with jousting and knights and sword fighting, which was kind of cool. I'd never done it before. I've only seen it in The Cable Guy.
You know, I actually, and I don't know if I told you this, I think that I have done it before. And that same vacation, I went to Disney when I was like 9 or 10. And when, like, we had, you know, the week before gone to the Indiana Jones show at Hollywood Studios. And I was telling Daniel, like, I remember it from when I was a kid, because that show's been doing it for like 34 years. And I'm pretty sure, like, we went to I remember going to a medieval dinner. And I wonder, I have to look it up to see if it might be the same exact medieval dinner. I remember doing that as a child.
Yeah. Did the Blue Knight lose it then as well?
I have no idea. That I don't remember at all. But I do remember jousting and horses. And what I remember is sitting at the banquet tables and, like, watching the show. That's what I remember. Nothing about it specific.
Yeah, it was a good night, though. The kids really enjoyed it. Our knight that we're supposed to be cheering for, he lost. But
he won a few times first, though.
Like,
it's not like he was losing. Like, there were a couple of them where, like, they lost every time. And it was like, you drew the short straw, like, getting that guy. But
yeah.
Our guy won, you know, a pretty decent amount until, and then he was also very skilled, too, because they did actually have some games where they had to, like, you know, he lost the acting portion where it was, like, not skill-based. So it was, like, the storyline was he was going to lose. But when he was playing the games that actually were based on his skill level, like, you know, putting a jousting thing through a ring or, you know, hitting a target, he did really well. I feel like I'm defending him.
Yeah, you're really passionate about this Blue Knight guy.
I was very annoyed by the story the entire time, though. The story was very poorly done, in my opinion. And I couldn't hear half of it. Maybe that's why I thought it was poorly done. I couldn't hear half of it. And then also it was rigged, right? Because they weren't actually sword fighting.
Yeah, Melissa was just chanting, "This is rigged," the whole time.
This is rigged.
Yeah.
I wasn't chanting anything. I still haven't got my voice back, so I can't, like, scream or yell or anything like that, so...
But you really wanted to.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
I wanted everyone to know it was rigged.
Yeah, so that was a good event. So if you're interested in that, definitely recommend it. At least go once.
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably go...
I wouldn't go again, although our children are asking to go again. Like, they think that's going to be, like, a recurring weekly event that we, like, we just, we're jousting family now.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay with crushing their dreams, so. All right. So that's what's going on with us. And then for the company, for kind of our theme is still, we're in tax season, if you hadn't.
If
you hadn't realized, I'm sure everyone's well aware, but. That's the focus right now. Last I looked earlier today, we were at 58 returns or 58 books ready for tax prep. And I know Rachel has been churning out tax returns, and Angie and Richard have been QCing and sending out those video reviews for the clients to sign those tax returns. So they're pretty close behind on churning those out. So. Appreciate everyone's hard work on getting the tax returns going. We're doing better than last year in terms of, you know, getting those knocked out before the March 15th. So,
which is tomorrow.
Yes. So we're looking in pretty good shape. And for everybody that we're not getting to, which everybody. That got their stuff completed by February 15th, we're finishing the return. But for folks that weren't able to get their books, we weren't able to close their books before the February 15th, we're putting extensions in and filing their return, you know, in the latter half of March, most likely, for most. And so we're looking good from that perspective. And there's several kudos this week. I know Paula received tens from a couple different clients earlier this week. So HDF gave her a 10, and A-Team gave her a 10 on the NPS score, so that's awesome. Building trust with clients. And then
She's also been building trust with our affiliate partner. She's gotten quite a few podcasts scheduled as well. And I know we have a meeting scheduled with a potential partner or a current partner about creating some additional content. So that's my unofficial kudos to Paula.
Yep. I have a bunch of podcasts scheduled with doing interviews of other folks in the industry, most of them that Paula scheduled. So she's doing great things. And we also have Jonathan. He did... Yeoman's work in Help Scout.
I hate that word.
And I think he did like 30 replies. He helped 12 different customers over this week, and he received a great rating from Nigel from Catchlight.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, if you don't know Nigel from Catchlight, you might not know. He doesn't give praise very easily, so.
Positive reinforcement does not come naturally to him. I would assume.
Yeah, so that's big news that he got that great rating from Nigel. And Richard's also, even though he is up to his neck in tax QCs and video reviews, he is still on top of Health Scout. I had 1 hour first response time, and he's helped, you know, I think it was around 12 or 13 different clients with like 30 replies, and also getting, I think he got 3 great responses this week from various clients. And so thank you to Richard for keeping everything on track. And the next piece is cascading messages. So I don't have those in front of me, but you can look through those on.
Go ahead and read them. You guys know where they are.
Yeah.
But we do have a new one, which is the company retreat is currently in the process of being planned. I thank you guys for your patience just with a lot of the things that we have going on personally. We've had to, you know, hold off on deciding when it was going to be to make sure that we could even be there. Based on popular demand and approval of the state, it is going to be held June 24th to 28th. The location is currently to be determined. However, please plan as if it is in Mexico. So if you don't already have your passport and you want to go, you might want to get your passport. We will be reaching out to those of you that will be attending next week. And then we do have a second group of people, depending on if the first group cannot attend. This year, we have decided to keep the group to a lower amount rather than having everybody come for the sake of efficiency. So we're keeping the group to 9. And it's primarily based on seniority and tenure in the company. And then we'll go kind of down the list from there, depending on, you know, we do have a few tenured people that are not going to be able to make it because of summer vacations and kids and things. And so we're moving to the next list from there. So the big thing, the big takeaway is we will let you know next week if you are on the list, if you should tentatively plan to be attending, and make sure that you do have the proper, travel documents, and then just ensure that you don't have any like warrants out for your arrest in Mexico. If you do, let us know ahead of time, and we'll make sure that we don't travel with you and that we're not like connected to you in any way. So when you're arrested, when you land, it has nothing to do with us. Other than that, we have, we think it's going to be really great this year. We're really planning to include an excursion so that we do have a really great team building activity built into it so that we can actually see, you know, Mexico or where we're going to be this time. You know, last year we worked so hard every single day. Although the resort was beautiful, we had a great time. We're trying to make it a little bit more intentional this time that we get to go outside, enjoy the beautiful air, and use that to help us. Just kind of come together as a team and, re-energize and, spend the rest of the time there being really productive and rested.
Yeah. And we would like everybody to come, but it's basically, it's a little cost prohibitive to have everybody come. Plus there's a issue of trying to have a meeting when there's 15 people in the room. It's not... Yeah. It's usually more productive to have smaller amounts of people because it is the purpose of the meeting is to do the yearly planning for the company. As we grow, I expect that we will eventually have everybody going, and we'll probably have like a couple different groups meeting separately.
I have separate tracks by which department you're in and things like that, but it just doesn't make sense at our current size to do that this year. So we appreciate your patience and your understanding, and I appreciate all of you filling out the survey as quickly as you did, so that was able to allow me to turn around and get this information so quickly.
All right, awesome. So with that, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and I would like your kudos, not the official one, your unofficial kudos, that you didn't have to hear me honk my horn at all this entire drive, which is very unlike me when I'm driving in Orlando.